Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got days is on my side. So bad I thought of a sign. But ain't no one was wrong, and then the one who came and laid down his life. And I got nothing to hide. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Dr. Lorenz D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. And I'm so excited to be here on Monday night, and I hope everybody had an awesome weekend, because God has blessed us to see not only a start of a week which started yesterday, but a start of a work week for most of us. So I'm so excited to be here again hosting this show, as well as my co-host. Now, let me share some information about Talking Real to You. It's produced by L.D. Smith Production. And we air every other Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Then if we want to, you want to hear the show by web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. Several other ways and vehicles that you can communicate with us is through Twitter. You can tweet us at Talking Real to You, at Lorenza D. Smith, at Coach_L_Smith. Now, before we get to introducing the co-host and our expert as well as our guest, you know, I ask for the S on that because I want to make sure when I do introduce them, I can allow them to come and do everything they need to do and get the right introduction. First of all, Talking Real to You is a great opportunity to share your thoughts and ideas about just plain old life issues. And that's what this show is all about, taking the opportunity to share what political, economic, social, educational, financial issues you may have in your community or in the world that you want to talk about. So we give you that opportunity by calling in at 347-857-4192. Let me introduce my co-host. Now, my co-host had some surgery about 6 weeks ago on her knee, reconstruction. and she's been struggling hard to try to go through rehab because, matter of fact, I went to rehab with her today, and that's my routine. You said why? That's because of my daughter. My co-host is Lauren D. Smith, and she's not with us tonight because when I dropped off at her apartment, she went straight to bed because she had a tough workout, which was from 2:30 to about 5 o'clock today. So she's slowly getting herself back around. Now most of the people understand this is a father and daughter talk show, and it's the only blog talk show in the country. So we're excited about having the opportunity to just come before you. Even though I'm not as my co-host tonight, I have two outstanding guest experts that's with me every Monday night. Those guest experts, I'm going to start off by introducing this young lady. She hails from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. As you know, recently Michael was up in that area and created some major damage, but they made it through. And I always appreciate to have her with us on Monday night. She was joining us on Wednesday night when we had our sports talk show. And when I invited her to join us as an expert, she said, thank you. It was a great opportunity, and I do appreciate having her. That's Ms. Scarlett H. Black. Ms. Black, how you doing?
Good evening. Very doing very well. Hope you are.
Awesome, awesome. Doing well. Everything's doing pretty well up in South Carolina.
Yes. It's awesome. First day it's been cold here, but we're doing great.
Awesome, awesome. All right, my second expert, she hails from the state of Georgia, right outside of Georgia and Jonesboro. So glad to have her here. And she is Dr. Olivia E. Smith. How are you doing, Doctor?
Good. How are you all?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. You know, we're not at full strength, but we're coming at it. We're going to be three-quarters strength. We're pretty strong on the end. As I stated earlier, our title for tonight's show is, it's better to give than receive. And we have two special people who's going to be here. And I'm so glad to be able to give them this opportunity, as well as give us an opportunity to meet them as listeners, to listen to what they have to say in regards to what they're doing. They are the founder and co-founder, and I'll just say founder because it's a husband and wife, and they're doing it together, and that's what it's all about, of Sydney's Hope Foundation. And we have joining us Mr. Eric and Mrs. Tamisha Cunningham. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah,
how are you? We're doing great.
It's so like, it's a, you know, it's always a pause. Y'all remember that little 2-second pause that we always have in there? And I do appreciate you joining us, Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham. And I want you to take this opportunity. Now, I sent out to you a format. One of the things we want to share with you, and this is how we do it, we do allow our interviewees to come on and talk freely. We do not do rapid fire questions because I find out as I interview, I don't like doing it that way. I like coming and being able to relax and just talk, let it flow about what I'm doing and what organization I'm associated. So we're going to do the same thing with you. But, you know, I send your format pretty much how we're going to look at some things. We're going to allow you to share it in the manner you want to do it. And then we're going to come back and there will be some questions. Now, we'll have callers who will call in, and those individuals will call in. But let me make sure I give that number and give the direction to those before I let you get started, Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham, in regards to your foundation. When you call in, 347-857-4192, press 1 if you want to talk and share your thoughts and ask questions and find out some information or find out more information directly from our guests. And I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to jump in and tell us who you are and your location. Then we'll go from there and let you join the conversation and be a part of it as an expert tonight. So what we want to do now, Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham, we're going to turn the floor over to you. You can start with a brief overview of your foundation, and then you take the opportunity to kind of work hand in hand. And I know you're working, and sometimes when we got two people working on one phone, sometimes we're there same time. Sometimes we work through the process. So I'm going to turn the floor over to you all and also let my experts know that I know y'all will have questions, but you know how we work this, and you can come in and join in, Ms. Black as well as Dr. Smith, as we allow the Cunninghams to share their thoughts about their foundation. It's all, the floor is all you all's.
Oh, thank you so much. Our foundation, the name is Sydney's Hope Foundation. We founded this foundation about 5 months ago. Our daughter Sydney was diagnosed with cancer June 9th, 2016, right after her fourth grade year of school. And actually, after that fourth grade year, I was her fourth grade teacher that year. And we had just finished raising money for St. Jude and all of that. And then shortly after, the next month, she was diagnosed with cancer. So we quickly went to St. Jude. They accepted us there. And she received treatment at St. Jude from June 9th, 2016, up until her untimely death this year, March 4th, 2018. She passed away. She was in remission from cancer, but she developed pneumonia, and she passed away due to complications due to pneumonia. And Sydney was, oh, my gosh, we have three daughters. She's the youngest of three. She was 11 years old when she passed away. She was our most bright star. I mean, she was super smart. She was super friendly. Everyone loved her, not just her family, but she was loved by everyone. And she had the most infectious smile and the most infectious spirit. So when she passed away, she left a large legacy behind. And in that, as her parents, we didn't want to see that end. We knew she didn't want that to end. So therefore, we decided to form this foundation. In order to keep her legacy alive. And so far, I would say that we are the founders, but she is definitely spearheading this. She has led this thing throughout every step.
Yeah.
Every second, every little detail, everything that we have done, she has come to us in some type of way and led us in the direction in which we're going. And we're excited about the foundation. Yes, we are extremely sad. Yes, we are still hurting and grieving from the loss of her, but we're glad that we can keep her legacy alive through this foundation. So,
yeah, what we envision doing is trying to put the foundation in a position to help families that are dealing with childhood illnesses, as well as help some kids get an opportunity to experience art and drama, because that's something that Sydney loved to do. She was in the drama club at school. She loved music and art and paintings. And actually, in elementary school, she had entered several pieces of artwork in art shows.
She got selected, and they were actually did her now, so yeah, she was very artistic. So we tried to find more, you know, have an organization we could help other kids get opportunities. So we're very excited about that, you know.
Right.
Although we would love for our child to experience all these things, and you know, you want your children to grow up and become whatever it is that they want to become. And since she wasn't afforded that opportunity, we can afford that opportunity to other kids.
Right.
Her dream was to go to Juilliard. But she said, Mom, Dad, if I don't get to go to Juilliard, then I'll go to Alabama A&M like you guys did. So I guess that was her way of, you know, like, I don't know, I was like, that's like a big jump down from Juilliard. But yeah, so if we can help one kid or two kids, how many other kids get to fulfill their dream of furthering their education or doing something with the art, then that's what we want to do. As well as we still give back to St. Jude and do things with St. Jude, because we want to find and help find a cure to this vicious disease.
Yes.
this most dreaded disease. We want to do something to help find a cure for that so that no parent has to go through this.
Yeah. Thank you. Played a big part in her, her treatment. And she actually, on her last birthday, she asked everyone that wanted to give her presents to give a donation to St. Jude. And she was able to raise a little over $2,000 for St. Jude.
For her birthday.
For her birthday.
Awesome.
She was very selfless.
And all of that is awesome. And, you know, we're just sitting here, we're taking a moment just to just put ourselves in you as parents' shoes, and we may have not have encountered that, but as parents, we know how heartfelt it would be to have that to happen. So we're glad you, as well as, you, like you say, Sydney, helped guiding this, this foundation, so we can provide best for other individuals in those particular areas. I just want to just ask you kind of one question, and then I'll let my co-hosts come in and share their thoughts in regards to that. You know, I hear you talk about making sure the arts are recognized as well as making sure you give back to St. Jude's. Is it some particular short or long-term goals that you have? You know, I know you are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. What are just some things that you're saying? I know we want to give to arts, but there are any particular identifying areas or schools or places that you want to be able to give that? But I'm going to allow you to kind of work that how you want to work that. So it's just your the foundation's short and long-term goals.
Well, short-term, our first thing that we want to try to do is, with the art, is to focus on schools that they have children in need that may not be able to afford those opportunities to get involved with things like dance companies and music in the community. So we actually have a dance company that we are partnering with to offer scholarships to underprivileged kids. So that's going to be one outlet. Another outlet is going to be at her elementary school to try to help some of the kids that sometimes aren't able to, you know, get involved with some of these opportunities that they have because of finance.
Yes, just like through the arts, because with theater, Sydney was in the drama club and they did perform several plays or whatever. And these drama clubs are extremely expensive, so we want to be able to help kids who wanted to do it but just could not afford it. Be able to do that. So we want to be able to help them in any kind of way, or if it's a child that wants to be in the band or play an instrument and they cannot afford to purchase the instrument, we want to be able to provide that opportunity and that instrument for those children. So that's one thing that we want to do as far as the arts are concerned. And actually the company that we're looking at for the dance is a company that Sydney also worked with too, called D4C. They're also a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We want to help kids be able to dance there. It is also black-owned, African-American lady. We actually went to school teacher, and Sydney danced with their company and our other two daughters as well. So we want to be able to help them, you know, grow and help other kids, you know, fulfill that dream of dance. Number two,
Helping families that are going through childhood illnesses right now, because financially it puts a strain on a family, you know, to have,
big strain.
You know, to pay, not only pay medical bills, but just to, you know, keep a household together when you have to go away to, you know, for treatment. That's one thing that we experienced because we were at St. Jude for so long, and they were awesome, you know, with supporting us with the medical bills, you know, and everything. But it's funny how things that you don't normally notice end up going undone because you're away from home. You know, like while we were gone, we had to get somebody to cut the grass, you know, and we had to get, you know, somebody to watch our other kids.
Kids, yes.
Yeah.
And we had to, I had to stop working. I haven't worked in 3 years.
Right.
And there are a lot of families out there that are now like broken homes. Like, they were married, you know, mother and father. Now they're just mother. They're single parents. They are unable to work. Yes, St. Jude, I have to give props to St. Jude. They are outstanding.
Yeah,
even when they say that they do, they actually do. They do. They, we never received a bill from St. Jude for food, for housing, for medical treatment, nothing. But in that, when you have to stop working, you still have bills at home to maintain. And we want to be able to help families, you know, kind of jump that hurdle, you know, overall.
Right.
Because we saw a lot of marriages actually break up because of financial situations.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of parents, like I said, like they don't have any other type of assistance outside of getting their medical and housing and stuff paid at St. Jude. But then you think about, they have to come home at some time, and then at home has to be taken care of. And we want to be able to help them in that way. So I, through our foundation, we already have some families that we are helping, and some that we will be helping soon once the funds become available, that we want to continue, you know, to help out in any way possible. Experience. There's like other kids at different hospitals, not just St. Jude, which we were encountered with,
right,
that they actually do get the medical bill. So on top of having to stop working parents, they have medical bills and they have their regular bills that they're facing. Some of them have mortgaged their home so many times, because when your child is sick, you'll do anything to be there with that child. You can't just send your child, okay, you go to the hospital, we'll just stay home and go to work or whatever. You have to be there. These are babies. Most of them are infants. You have to be there with them. As a parent, there's no other place you would want to be.
Right.
So, therefore, we want to be able to help those families be able to be there with their children and help maintain their lifestyle. I mean, we can't afford everything, but we can at least aid them in some kind of way, you know.
Exactly. Awesome. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And we're sort of like the cutting have an opportunity just to catch their breath, and then they can come with some other thoughts about why we're doing this. Just remember, when you call in, press 1. If you have a question, you have a statement or comment, or words of encouragement, you just press 1, and I will identify you with your last 4 digits of your cell, our telephone number, and ask you to let us know your name, your location, and then you can share your thoughts. But while you're catching your breath, Cunningham, I'm going to ask my guest experts. They may have some questions or some thoughts they want to come in at this time and share and ask and dialogue with you right now. Dr. Smith, Ms. Black.
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to the Cunninghams. I think this is just admirable work that you're doing, and I know it has not been easy, but just know that you're not alone. Grief is something to go through, and I know that you know that Sydney is guiding you, as you stated, and that helps a lot when you have a mission to help other people. And while you're doing that, you're indirectly or directly helping yourself, too, to go through because you know you're on a mission for Sydney. So that's just a beautiful story. And Dr. Smith, I don't know if I have just a moment to talk about St. Jude, because being involved directly, indirectly with St. Jude through our sorority. Would I have an opportunity to say anything about that?
Yes, you have an opportunity.
All right. About six years ago, the members of the Greek letter communities, all the sororities and fraternities were invited to come to St. Jude. And it is an awesome place, as Ms. Cunningham stated. It's an awesome place. The outreach was really for the minority community, the Black community, minorities, because it is from people from all over the world come to St. Jude. It is a research children's hospital for childhood diseases and catastrophic illnesses. While there, we had the opportunity to meet several black researchers, cancer researchers who were doing a phenomenal work in trying to find cures for different devastating childhood illnesses. So that was something to see. In addition, no parent or child, as the Cunningham stated, have to pay for those medical expenses. Those are what are raised money from all over the world are free. And but the thing is, again, what's happening at home, and that you still have to keep going, but you do have, you know, places where you can stay there. The McDonald House is awesome, and things of that nature. And a lot of celebrities have also furnished rooms and different things at St. Jude. So what they experienced, what they just told you, is really true. And the word is to get the information out to our communities, because we do have, just like the Cunninghams, there are children who are going through sickle cell, cancer treatments, things of that nature, heart disease, things of that nature that need this help. And you can go and get to one of the top research hospitals in the country, in the world, because their success rate in treating cancers and things of dealing with childhood illnesses has really increased. So I was just very honored to have been invited when I was vice president of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority to go with our president, who signed a partnership or an agreement of understanding agreement to work with St. Jude. And in 3 years, we had contributed over $100,000. And under this new administration, we're continuing with St. Jude.
Wow.
So, and then I'm a monthly, I contribute personally, me and my husband, myself. So we do that, and we have, you know, just this type of commitment, just like you guys are doing. And I think you'd be congratulated, because if you just pay, you know, a light bill or something, you know, that people need, and the gas back and forth, you know, to come back and forth is also troubling for some too. But we need to get the word out that that resource is there at St. Jude with children in our communities who also suffer from these catastrophic illnesses. So I think you'd be congratulated for what you're doing, and just know that Sydney's in the mix, but God is even greater. He's also there with her, guiding her, and both of them are guiding you guys. So just continue to do your work and keep being an advocate for Sydney's hope, and I know that you'll be blessed. You are being blessed as you talk about it now. Thank you for letting me just say that. And this is during Mary Brough-Wright was our president at the time. Like I said, during her administration, it just ended, where we started our work with St. Jude, and we're continuing.
Awesome.
Wow. You are so right. You are right. When we first went to St. Jude, you know, of course, we've all seen the commercials, and we hear this and you hear that. And I was like, I didn't think that the cancer portion affected the African-American community, honestly. I didn't think that, because when I saw the commercials, all I saw were Caucasian kids, you know. So I remember the first day when we got to St. Jude, I pulled a nurse to the side, and I was like, do African-American kids actually come to St. Jude? And she said, you would be surprised. The next day, I will tell you this, the majority of the kids that are there are African-American, the majority. Mm. And a hospital was founded for minority children.
Right.
That's why.
Correct.
What's his name?
Danny Thomas.
He founded the hospital for directly for minority children.
Right.
That was his purpose.
And
there is
and the reason, And the reason being is because during that time, African American children could not go to white hospitals.
Right.
And that's why Danny
Thomas
started that.
Yes. So I was totally blown away when I heard. I mean, I've heard a lot of things about St. Jude, but that was one thing I guess we had to go there to know.
Right.
Because no one ever said that. but there's like this big archive room. There's this museum that talks about it. If you ever get a chance to go to St. Jude, and you can read about it and see it, you know. And, I mean, we were like totally floored.
Right.
And I am thinking they did just recently, I think over the years, incorporate sickle cell anemia kids, which we know that is profoundly African American kids.
Right.
I don't even know, they may have maybe a small percentage that are Caucasian. I have never heard of any. But it's directly for the African American community. And we're thankful that our daughter was actually a face of St. Jude. She, and actually my husband and myself, we actually were aired in a lot of commercials for St. Jude during her time there. So you may have seen like a little black bald-headed girl. She was actually the only black bald-headed girl that did the commercial for St. Jude. Her dream was to be a star. And she started her foundation and everything. And she always wanted to be on TV. And I mentioned to her, I think it was in the medicine room. I said, Sydney, I think in order to be a star, you're going to have to start. She loves to wear hats. She didn't like to expose her bald head. I said, they actually want to see that. And she was like, well, Mom, you know, I'm not, because she was all about her hair now. That was the only time our child cried was when she lost her hair. It was, I mean, she'd been stuck, prodded, put to sleep, surgery after surgery. She never complained, never cried. It was when she lost her hair. And I said, well, you know, just take it off. I said, let's just see what happens. She took off her hat. We walked out into the lobby, and they immediately approached her. And they were like, can we interview you? Can we do a commercial? And I was like, oh, my gosh, that bad. So I told her then, you always listen to your mother. I always know best. So, you know, and she did thank me for that later. And then I think in that, I didn't know that would be her only opportunity, you know, to be on TV, you know. And she had that opportunity. And in this, we were getting ready to do this launch, our launch and a fundraiser for Sydney Soul Foundation on November 17th this year. And our theme is a red carpeted event. Sydney was all about glitz, glamour, and wanted to be on red carpet. She wanted to be a celebrity. She wanted to go to Hollywood. And she also loved Halloween. Halloween, because she loved to dress up in costumes. I think anything that constituted in dressing up, our girl Sydney, was all about it. So when we were trying to come up with a theme for this event, I thought about it, I put it off, and then finally, I promise you, she came to me, you know, and that's how we came up with a star-studded affair. And therefore, people are coming dressed as their favorite celebrity or TV personality, or just dressed up and being the best them that they can be. And they're going to get a chance to walk the red carpet, have a paparazzi that's going to take their pictures, and have a whole Hollywood-themed experience. And all this came to me from her, because this is what she wanted to do. But we are so thankful that she was able to get on TV, you know, and she actually was able to see herself on TV. So all of this is just really coming to just kind of a little fruition, I guess, with our launch. And we're just excited about it, and we hope everybody else is excited about coming. And we hope, you know, your listeners or you guys, if you'd like to come, please, you know, we'd love to have you. It's going to be at the Huntsville Marriott at the Space and Rocket Center on November 17th, starting at 6 o'clock, a star-studded affair, red carpet event. And we're looking forward to it. We're excited about it. We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. So we want you to make sure you call in and you can talk to Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham, because they're doing great work being guided by their daughter. And, you know, it's amazing. I've seen that commercial many a time. And you watch it and you just wonder and see the parents, and you like, didn't know that God has a way of bringing individuals and vehicles together. And this vehicle was brought to have an opportunity to share Sydney's story and share how she impacted individuals around her, because not only her parents but all other individuals. And these individuals will get a chance even in the future, even people who hadn't been born, to be impacted by Sydney do arts and music and singing and dancing and drama,
yes.
all of that, because it's all for God. Transition Sydney to another place, but she's always here. And I never met her, but I just feel that at this point, by having the parents here and just living what has been inspiring to them through our program, Talking Real to You. So, you know, I'm just indebted to just having this opportunity to meet you all and let you all share your foundation, your story, share your daughter with us, and we thank you. Now, you can do the same thing. Just call in 347-857-4192, press 1, and I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell and allow you to come on and share your thoughts. Now, I know I still give you the opportunity to catch your breath. Dr. Smith, she's on the line, still on the line, and she may have some thoughts and some comments that she wants to share with you all or talk with you at this time. Dr. Smith.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to just congratulate you all on what you're doing, how you're helping the star to shine even more, and just so impressed by the foundation and your giving back to those families who need the services. I just think it's awesome. And especially with the timing that you're so quickly moving on this,
yeah.
in the midst of grief. And I just think it's such a wonderful venture that you're doing with this foundation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're right. It is happening very fast. It's almost like she won't let us rest. She won't let us grieve like we want to grieve. It's like we're being pushed to do this, and it's okay. This is how it was when she was alive, you know.
Right.
She was a very high-spirited young lady, God-fearing young lady, and this is actually helping us. We are, all 4 of us,
yeah.
my husband and our other 2 daughters, Jordan and Taylor, we're all in counseling. We are in therapy, you know, for our grief and everything, and
mm-hmm.
And it is soon. It has only been almost 8 months since she passed away. And, yeah, we have our moments, our days, our times where, you know, it's like, you know, we have to kind of stop and just, you know, and just grieve and just cry or just cry out or whatever. And then in those same moments, it's like something will happen and it's like her presence is felt. And it helps us go on. To complete other tasks and to help her, because while she was alive, she helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
She's inspired. Even after she passed away, she is steadily inspiring people, and we don't want that to be lost.
Right.
We want that inspiration, that good spirit, those good vibes to live on. That her legacy. We want that to continue on, and so we actually don't have time to kind of stop. We got to keep pushing this and. And, you know, so we can help others,
yeah.
you know, and maybe they can be a blessing to others as well.
Yeah. Sydney Liver never let cancer get her down.
Not one moment.
No.
Not one moment.
We owe it to her to keep going.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we keep trying to help people. I mean, Sydney even helped people. So when Sydney couldn't go to PE in elementary school, she sat in the hallway and read to 3rd graders. You know, that's just, we want to try to help. Yeah.
She was all about her education. When she was first diagnosed, so she asked me 2 questions when she was first diagnosed. The first question was, am I going to die? That's the first question she asked me. And that's a question that I think no parent should have to hear from their child. And my response, I was like, well, baby, we're going to beat this. Whatever this is, because we didn't know what type of cancer it was at the time. I said, we're going to beat this. You know, you're going to be fine. And then her second question was, what about my education? What about my education? She was like, I have to go to school, Mom. I have to go to school. What about my education? And I'm thinking, I mean, I'm a teacher. I've been a teacher for 20 years. And she actually is the school that I taught it. Like I said, she was my student in 4th grade. I'm thinking, baby, you something that got me done. Losing her hair and not being able to go to school her fifth grade year. That broke her down. She didn't like that, but she had a homebound teacher. But Sydney was a very social person. She wanted to be at school with everyone else. But, of course, with the germs and everything, we couldn't allow that. But her sixth grade year, she got a chance to go to school. So she went to school all the way up to the week that she passed away. She was in school her sixth grade year. Straight A's. She's always maintained straight A's throughout all of her life. And there was no difference. Even the teachers would say that Sydney was more on top of her work than the kids that were there every day. If we had to go to St. Jude, and she was like, you know, after having chemo treatment, you know, it would kind of wipe her out some. But she pushed through. She didn't want it to get her. She wanted to be in that seat at school in front of that teacher alongside her friend. And that's something I don't regret allowing her to do, because it was something that was very meaningful to her. And that's why part of this foundation, we want to help further the education and as well as in the arts with other kids, because we weren't able to do that with her. But we have no regrets for allowing her to go to school her sixth grade year. So, yeah.
Awesome.
And that's something I would encourage, having her to be as normal, even with her new normal, as possible. That brought her a great deal of satisfaction. I've lost 5 children due to catastrophic illnesses, brain cancer, and everything. Unfortunately, they were not able to make the trip to St. Jude. And I think trying to just be as normal as possible and trying to provide those experiences that when the children are feeling better after their treatments, and to let them kind of guide the kind of things that they would like to do is always a blessing. And I'm so glad to hear that you all, you know, that you did that. You know, she wanted to go to school, let her go to school. And you did that. And that's part of her spirit of who she was too. One question I do have for you is, because, you know, I know, how are your two daughters, Taylor and Jordan?
Yes.
How are they helping with this particular foundation and project, while at the same time not losing their individuality? Am I making sense with that?
Yes, ma'am. You are so, yes. They, oh my goodness, they are absolutely amazing and have been throughout this whole entire process. That was something we were afraid of. Like, when Sydney, you know, was going through all this, of course, a lot of the attention was on her and away from them, and we had to be away from them a whole lot. But they handled it so well. Oh, my goodness, so well. I was waiting for the fits. I was waiting for the outbursts, them just acting out. Never happened.
Right.
They have been extremely supportive. In some instances, they were even more so like baby and Sydney and Camp Earth than we could, you know. They did everything they could for their sister, to be there for her emotionally, for her
physically,
everything. And then through the foundation, they are putting in the work. They are doing everything right here alongside my husband and myself.
Right.
Every event, every fundraiser, everything that we have that's been planned, they've been in it. We did a walk, and they were right there. In fact, they beat us in the walk. They ran or whatever in the 5K. So, I mean, they've been very instrumental, very visible, and very just supportive throughout this whole process, as well as they are also going through their own grief. Taylor and Sydney were only 16 months apart. They shared a room, and they were, like, inseparable. And we were really, really concerned with their, you know, with Taylor's relationship with that. But she has handled it so well. I mean, far more better than what we had expected, and far better than what we would have done at her age.
Right.
She's only 13 now, and she's handled it so well. And so has Jordan, our oldest. She's 16. She's handling it very well. She had her moment, you know, and we really had to work with her, you know, with the grieving process. But she has turned that grief into now she's helping out and doing a lot of supportive things with this foundation. And we're just so thankful for all of our girls
Yeah.
And we're so blessed with all three of them. We're blessed with all three of them.
They're great kids.
Great kids. Yeah. They're all great kids. All honor roll students. I mean, they're all about their education, too.
Yeah.
Now, the oldest one, she probably, you know, she probably could do without school. She probably, in few of those times, she didn't want to go.
Right.
But the grades are right there. Right. I mean, she's doing an amazing job in 11th grade. And they're National Junior Honor Society. They're doing all that stuff. I mean, you know, we're very proud of all of them, all three of them, all three of them.
That's right.
I think there are some things in your message that is very important, because we, I know on this show, talk about the impact to the community and for other people, and you all have just wonderfully brought out some other things. One that is embedded in your message that I want everybody to really understand and hear loudly and clearly, that you got help. You're going through grief counseling. And in our community, sometimes counseling and getting talking with someone about problems and issues, you know, sometimes we kind of consider that a sign of weakness or want to downplay it. And I'm so glad that you did. You knew that you needed help. You got counseling. You got counseling for Taylor and Jordan. Because everyone has to deal with that grieving and not hold it in. So I want to just give you a pat on the back for recognizing that and doing that. And for those that are listening, you know, people, when they go through situations or things, you know, it's okay to go and talk to someone and get the help that you need to help get you through it. So that's admirable. And then a second thing that I want to make sure that we don't forget is that, you know, I'm going to take it back to politics now. We're in a political season, and we know that we have a lot of children, regardless of ethnicity, religion, or whatever, and that's the St. Jude Creed. They don't, you know, turn anybody down because of those factors. Sometimes where we can discriminate, they don't. And I like that about their message. And that Cindy would have been considered somebody with a pre-existing condition. And we got a lot of kids, you know, that might be going through things, and adults too, with pre-existing conditions. And if you didn't have places like St. Jude, didn't have folks like you, like the both of you are starting the foundation and sitting his name and all these things, without insurance, without health, medical and health will take you down about as quick as anything you can think of and go through an entire bank account. I mean, it's just really terrible. But, you know, pre-existing conditions, the threat of President Obama is now being under attack now. Can you imagine how people will not be able to handle if they didn't have some of this coverage and insurance to kind of get through some of these things?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Yeah. It's a matter of life and death. It literally is a matter of life and death. And with the way that health insurance is going right now, it's a blessing that President Obama was able to get, you know, a lot of that through and get a lot of people insured when they normally would not have been, just, you know, straight up just would not have been. So, yeah, it's important for everybody to get out and get involved and, you know, try to keep that going, or at least make it better so that more people can, you know, experience good health care, you know, across the board. And we know, you know, as Cindy, one of the things we, you know, look forward to, as most parents always look forward to with their kids, is them reaching milestones and getting involved in things like that. So we often talked about voting. You know, and everything. Every time we voted, we always took all the kids with us.
We still do. I even had, because I've had vision issues for the past two years. I've had to have one of my daughters go and just pretty much, and I tell her what to mark. She reads it out for me, and she's actually, you know, marking it. And she felt so good about herself. You know, she's like, well, I voted, you know.
Yeah.
So we've done that since they were able to walk.
Right.
We've done that. They always go to the polls with us. to, all of us go, we go as a family of five. So, well, now we're a family of four, but we still take our girls with us to vote because they need to understand the importance behind all this.
Right.
Yeah, and we are in a critical season right now. We are critical for health care, for minorities, and just hearing what you're doing, hearing about St. Jude, it puts another emphasis on what I will be looking for now. I'll be looking for Sydney on the commercial. Because
well,
I think it's
they took her off since she passed away. She was on there for like a year and a half running. And then, like the month, they played, I think, maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
And then they took her off when she passed away. Yeah.
So
but we still have, if you're going to pay, well, they, and we see the commercials now, we see the parts where she was cut out and we were cut out too. You know, because I guess they don't like to show that. But if you go to Prayers for Super Sweet Sydney on Facebook, that's the page I set up for her when she first was diagnosed. And I have clips of each one of those commercials on that Prayers for Super Sweet Sydney on Facebook.
I'll look for that.
Okay. And I still update it weekly. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm telling you now, this is a great opportunity for you to join in. I look at my board. I see several people listening, and I do appreciate you listening. It would be nice if you just push that number one, and if you have any thoughts or encouragement, words of encouragement, or just any questions, you take that opportunity. And also those individuals that's already on my board, I'm sitting here looking at the board. But if you're just listening on our web link, and you want to share your thoughts, it's 347-857-4192. And you can do the same thing. Just press 1, and we'll allow you to be a part of it by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask you to just give us your name, your location, and job in the conversation. You know, we're getting at the point where we've had a wonderful time, and the Cunninghams that gave us an awesome description of exactly what the foundation is all about. And how it's so important, not just for hearing this, it's just knowing that Sydney is still a part of it, and they're working still in her name's sake and making things happen. And you can do the same thing, as well as Ms. Black mentioned about her organization, as well as the other Greek letter organization, who are making major contributions to St. Jude and other foundations to fight off cancer. So, you know, it's awesome to be able to be a part of, and that's what Talking Real to You is all about. But we want to conclude and bring it to an end right now. We're close to the hour of bringing it to 1 hour show, and we're going to allow the Cunningham to kind of share that upcoming event. I know they mentioned in Huntsville, if you would just kind of share, because I know they're going to make sure they keep us informed through Talking Real to You, and we'll make a point to try to see can we be there to support this foundation. But if you would, Cunningham, would you please just kind of go in a little bit more in depth about the program that's happening in February, I believe, of 2019, and see what kind of cost you mentioned the location it would be for individuals to attend, and your time frame and your contact information to get whatever is needed to be there and support this foundation.
Our event is actually this year, in less than a month. It's going to be November 17th of 2018.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's going to be this November, and tickets are currently on sale now. You can purchase through Eventbrite. You can go to the Prayers for Super Sweet Sydney page on Facebook. We're also Sydney's Hope Foundation on Instagram. Or you can go to the website, www.sydneyshopefoundation.org, to purchase tickets there. It's going to be this year, and it's going to be here in Huntsville at the Space and Rocket Center, the Marriott Hotel, in their ballroom. We're going to have a big star-studded event, red carpet. There's going to be a lot of stars there. And the stars being the people that are attending the fundraiser and launch because they are to come dressed as their favorite celebrity or TV personality or just come dressed but ready. We're going to have a little short program. There's going to be great food, live music. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be a lot of other entertainment, and we're just looking forward to having a wonderful event. And like we said, this is our launch. This is our first launch event. We've had several fundraiser events. We've done T-shirts. We've done charity sales. And this is our first big launch and fundraiser event. We'll be selling Sydney's Hope Foundation merchandise there at the event. T-shirts, cups, and decals, and things like that, as well as we have like a different clip that's going to have like different little things and further discussing more things about our foundation.
Right.
And we're looking forward to other events that we'll have in the future through the foundation as well. So really, if you can, please come out and support us, or you can if you just want to just donate to the Sydney's Hope Foundation. You can also do that through those different avenues, Facebook, Instagram, as well as the website. We have Cash App, okay, $SIDS Hope, Cash App. We have PayPal, which is Sydney's Hope Foundation.
At gmail.com.
You can donate that way and like through the various social media pages, yes. But we look forward to having a great event and to seeing everyone who's going to be there.
Right.
Awesome, awesome. I'm telling you, it's always good to be able to have a foundation, an organization of husband and wife, as well as daughters, as well as Sydney, being a part and just pressing the issue, making sure our social aspects of life is taken care of. And it's awesome to have you on the program. We do appreciate both of you all for being on here. And we're going to do everything we can do, because we want to be partners with you. Talking with you, we want to be partners with the L.D. Smith Production, and we want to be partners. So make sure we get all the information. I think I've received your flyer, your information about your major event in November, and I apologize for saying February, but November. I'll make sure I get it out to everybody. They actually share with you many ways to make sure you can contact them. And also, if you want to purchase whatever needs to be purchased or donate to the foundation, you can do that, because there's 7 avenues that you can go through. So we really have enjoyed having you on. About to close the show out, anything, and I'm allowing my guest experts to share their thoughts to close it out. But for the Cunningham, anything else you want to share with our listening audience? Because I thoroughly enjoyed you being here. You have this opportunity now just to share whatever you want to share at the last minute.
I just think it's been an awesome show, and I just, again, commend the Cunninghams for what they're doing, and just, you know, hope that those who are listening will also support the foundation.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, Cunningham.
I plan to make a contribution to your foundation, Mr. and Ms. Cunningham. I think it's awesome. So you'll be getting something personally from me, coming from Greenville, South Carolina. And I just think it's wonderful, and it'll get there before the event in November, okay?
Thank you.
More than anything is the awareness that you have helped to bring out in talking about St. Jude and talking about this foundation, Sydney's Hope. It's another thing of making our community, all of our communities aware that these things affect us too. And there are people like yourselves in places like St. Jude's who are doing everything they can to make sure that message gets out to all of us to help our young people and even adults who are going through pre-existing conditions and things of that nature. So you're to be congratulated for your message and to the memory of Sydney, and just know that you still have three children. She's not there physically, but you still got three kids fighting this journey with you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having us here tonight. We really appreciate you allowing us this platform to get out, you know, to get out about Sydney Soul Foundation. We really appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. We appreciate you being here, and we will be in contact with you all personally on behalf of the production company as well as the several shows. We have several shows that we do during the week. However, we're going to make sure we contact you and talk with you, and we'll make our presence felt as well as a contribution. So we really enjoyed you all tonight, and thank you. But we're at the end of our show right now. You know, the hashtag is keep on grinding. That's what the foundation is doing. They keep on grinding and doing what's right to help not only just themselves but the community. We have to make an impact block by block, and that's our famous term, block by block, making sure things are happening. Having the guests, Mr. and Mrs. Eric Cunningham on here tonight from the Sydney Hope Foundation. You can contact them by looking at Sydney Hope, Sydney's with a poppy S, hopefoundation.org. You can make sure you go and contact them that way. But see, as I say in every one of our shows, as we come to the end, it's good to have a chance to talk and share some thoughts, but to have a vehicle to share these opportunities with, because there's a lot of information out there, a lot of things that's happening, and we're just not aware what's going on. But this is the right vehicle to get you into the know. And we appreciate everybody's joining us. And, you know, I always tell everybody when I do not own the rights to this music, but I play it to close the show out. It's the best days yet.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
I tell everybody what I am.
Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well, my brother, my brother.
on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.